Hello, and welcome to the third installment of the After Effects podcast. Today, I want to talk about racist AI, how AI can become racist, and what kind of implications that can mean for our future. But before we get into that, I want to talk about a field in AI called machine learning and give us some background before we go into the more in-depth kind of biasy stuff that has to do with AI. So what is machine learning? Well, according to Google, which is a funny source to get it from, machine learning is a study of computer algorithms that improve automatically through experience. It is seen as a subset of artificial intelligence. So, kind of breaking this down, what does that mean? Well, essentially what it means is that AI will build on itself through, scanning thousands of pictures, through replaying the same scenario over and over and over until it gets it perfect or until it gets a desired outcome. So now that we kind of have an understanding of really what machine learning is, now we can kind of hop into the body of racist AI. So in the introduction to this podcast, I mentioned something about machine learning. So machine learning is a way for the computer, for the AI, to basically learn from data, to learn from its environment, and the environment being the information we feed it. So if we are the ones designing the data that is being fed into this machine, it can be inherently biased, right? I mean, it has our own personal impressions on it. It could have political biases, it could have socioeconomical biases, it could have biases relating to who gets this data and how they get the data. So now, obviously, this has umbrelling implications, right? I mean, like, this, if we're talking on the terms of, like, Google, this affects everyone. I don't know a single person that doesn't use Google. Right? So if someone at Google is putting in their own agenda, or Google itself is pressing its own agenda, it's going to have that imprint on every single person that uses Google. Regardless of what they're searching, they are still monitoring, censoring, and steering what information you see and how you see it. Now, this is really important because if we look at, like, real events, like the 2016 election, and if you were to just by any perchance remember, like, Google searching people like President Donald Trump during that time, you would probably get pretty negative articles immediately right at the top, because that's Google pushing its own political agenda. And not only is it backed by this easy and simple way of testing, but it's also backed by a senior programming engineer that was at Google during this time. And he produced an article or an interview with Mind Matters News, basically explaining what happened and why it's important for us to keep an eye on this, to really make sure we know what we're consuming and how we're consuming it. So this kind of segues me into talking about racism. And I want to introduce racism right now, because I think racism in algorithms is very subtle. It's not outright. It's kind of in the back of your head. You don't really notice it. But if you look for it, it's blatantly obvious. So to really introduce racism in AI, I want to kind of lay some groundwork, you know, some terminology, if you will, that's going to really help us, like, understand the really far-reaching implications of what we're talking about here. And this comes from Mimi Anua, and the term is algorithmic violence. Now, that is a very abrasive, aggressive term. It implies that everything is not okay, that the algorithm is committing an actual violent, offensive act. And now this is actually happening. I mean, you would think that with a word like that, it would be like almost like a overestimation, like a blowing it out of proportions, kind of like to draw attention to it. But in reality, it's really not. These algorithms, because of the machine learning and the biases we're putting them through, they're committing actual violent attacks on people. Now, the violent attacks isn't like a physical attack, obviously. It's more of like a mental, like a demeaning attack. So what I mean by this is, if we use Facebook, for example, as some of you may know, they have been using a new algorithm to basically force people to use their real names because of a policy they implemented. Now, this policy was designed to, you know, take away trolls from Facebook and to introduce kind of an order. However, because this AI was using names from a database made by developers at Facebook, it was basically deeming names that were in the database to be illegitimate. However, these names were perfectly legitimate. They just didn't match Facebook's cultural norms for a name and were therefore disbanded. People basically had their accounts disabled and locked out. And it was because they had, air quotes, illegitimate names, which I think is very offensive. In this following segment, I'm going to talk about how the AI sees us. And I think it's really important because we can all really relate to that. Like, we want to be seen honestly and as who we are. So that's what I'm going to talk about. I want to go into more detail about this subject. That the data we feed into the machine is what causes it to have an internal bias, is what causes it to be, in a way, racist. Now, there was an art piece done by Paglen and Crawford called ArtNet that explores exactly this idea. They basically are following an idea that if someone submits a photo of themselves to a database where the machine has already learned from that database, the machine will therefore take their photo, compare it to all the other photos in their database, and then return a photo, that same photo, or a matched photo, with a label underneath it that is supposed to describe the person who sent the photo in. Now, we can obviously see that this can have varying effects on who's sending in the photos and what the data set was like. Because the data set was generated from people that Paglen and Crawford hired online to basically take these photos and assign labels to them, and with their own biases and their own political agendas and sociological states, and then submit that to the database so it can be logged and the computer can learn from it. Now, if we look at some of the labels that were coming back from these people, they were hurtful, racist, wrong, disrespectful. They were words like untrustworthy, ugly, you know, they were words that were slut-shaming people. And while I guarantee this isn't true, it was going off of what people's biases were, what people were putting into the data set so that the machine would learn from that. And that's the whole kind of point, is that machine learning is, in a way, not trustworthy, because it doesn't represent really who the people are. Because if only a specific type of people are putting data into this data set, then the machine is only going to have the ideals of these specific people. Now, there's one last example that I want to bring up. And this is probably the easiest example that you can prove to yourself, because I just did it, just to make sure, just to verify. If you were to go on a Google search engine and you were to type in the word engineers, right? Just that simple, engineers, and look at photos. And then if you were to count all of the white males that were to come up, they make up a third of the whole first page of all the photos that are of humans. A third. One third is only white guys. And then on top of that, and it gets worse, it's not even like it's distributed throughout the first page. It's on the top half too. So it's only white guys for like the first 20 pictures you see, for the most part. And I think that was really evident and almost proves entirely that there is a large biases in our search engines that we use every single day. So that's going to wrap up part 3 of the After Effects podcast. In the next and final installment of the series, we're going to be talking about the idea of the original and what it means to have an aura about something and how unreplaceable that is in most circumstances. In summary, what we talked about in this episode is the idea of machine learning and how we, as a populace, should be more attentive of what the machine is actually doing and how it sees us. I had a lot of fun making this one, and I appreciate you guys sticking around this long. Thank you, and I look forward to seeing you in the next one.